This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're inside the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9 on your Monday night. Leah, we've got a special guest in the studio, Evangeline. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Now, Joy, you are an independent singer-songwriter. You grew up in Geelong.
Yes.
I've never been to Geelong, actually. Have you been to Geelong?
You haven't been to Geelong?
I've never been to Geelong.
Well, now it's only 30 minutes down the road.
Practically.
Now, when you were growing up, you were, like me, you were a big fan of music TV.
Yes.
Rage and video hits and stuff.
Yes, MTV, Channel V, all of them.
All the good ones.
What music were you listening to when you were growing up?
I listened to a lot of rap.
Really?
A lot of rap.
Okay.
Yes, a bit of, and for some reason I thought I was going to be Missy Elliott when I grew up. So there are these awful songs that I've written when I was 8, just rapping, just no, they should never ever be like heard by anyone else. But I listened to a lot of rap and a lot of heavy music.
Do you remember your first CD that you ever bought?
Nikki Webster, Strawberry Kisses.
I've got that somewhere too.
I'm sure you do, Leah.
Yeah, it was my first serious single that I bought, yeah.
And obviously growing up, you were doing a lot of acting lessons, singing lessons, and musicals. How'd you get the bug for that? What did you, just happen, or was it a gradual thing? Did you?
I think, I don't know, it was when I was in, just before prep at school, I asked my parents if I could go and do acting, and they were just kind of like, yeah, whatever, do something.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be an actress, mummy and daddy. So they put me into a performing arts school, and I started singing there, and that's how it all happened.
And you're classically trained vocally and on the piano.
Yes.
What? That must have involved a lot of discipline.
It was.
To do that. Was it quite tough on young people's shoulders to go through that?
Yeah, I mean, it was different. I did like it, but it was also, it was like a mini challenge that I felt I had to do in, so I didn't feel like I was one of those musicians that just bummed around.
So what did you learn about that whole experience, about yourself and your music and what you want to go and do?
I learnt that I didn't want to sing classically ever again.
Is that because what you're listening to yourself was the opposite?
Yeah, I mean,
pulls apart.
It actually made me love classical music, don't get me wrong. I think it was just, it wasn't for me. It was very much something I enjoyed to do, and I saw it as kind of like my homework, but it was very dry.
And your songwriting.
Yeah, your first songwriting sounded very folky there. Kate Miller-Heidke.
Yeah.
Yeah, and moved into a little bit more of a sort of a rock pop, and then now your new sound is dark electro pop.
Yeah.
Sort of a bit sound Lords, Broods. Tell us a bit about that.
I don't know. I feel like I just kind of adapted to my area, and when I first started writing, I was down in Queenscliff and Ocean Grove where Kate Miller-Heidke was playing, and then I realised that I really love rock music and I just wanted to be in those rock festivals, the ones that I was going to, and then I kind of hit this point where I was like, I just want to write now for me, not for my location.
Have you got a favourite genre?
Post-hardcore. So, not exactly anything like what I sound.
Yeah.
When I first heard the new single, Chemical, your debut single, Chemical, I thought of Lord Brood straight away.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Big compliment.
Being a Kiwi, I love those two artists. But you were there in high school.
Yeah.
About a friend that was going through some tough times.
Yes.
With drug addiction.
Yep.
What was it like going through the experience, knowing that your friends were going through this awful experience, and how did you cope with that, and how did you help them through that?
It was definitely, I mean, that's why I wrote the song, because that was my coping mechanism.
Therapy. Mm.
But it was very weird, because at that age, I was first saw the kind of dark side, not saying that there's a light side of drugs, but then I was kind of meeting people that did it for fun and it was recreational use, and it was really just a confusing time because, you know, I didn't know how to feel about anything and I was just upset for this person, and it was the end of that chapter in my life, so I just felt I needed to just go, we're not really in touch anymore, I need to just write this
you've lost a few friends through addiction as well.
Yes.
That must be hard when you're so young, losing friends to something that's so destructive. And
yeah, I think it's something that impacts you for the rest of your life. I don't think it's something you just ever get over. Anything reminds you of it. So,
how do you find the words, Evangeline, to put together the lyrics when you're writing a song like that?
It was really hard. Because that's the thing. I didn't want it to be just one of those don't do this, don't do that kind of songs. I wanted it to kind of reflect on all things that I was feeling at the time. And, I mean, the word chemical just felt right for it because it's toxic.
It was produced by Pip Norman. How'd you find working with him?
I loved working with him.
Him.
One of them. No, I really liked working with him. We've got a really good friendship, so I felt comfortable because we'd actually done another song together and I'd been very protective of this song and who produced it, and so it was finally good to have someone that I trust, you know, have their look on it too.
And you're the first signing for Razor Recordings.
Yes.
Which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
An indie label here in Melbourne.
Yes.
I guess being signed to a label, how have they been support-wise for you?
Very good. Very, very good. It's my family.
And that you do what you want to do and they're not too...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as an artist, you just want to be able to just put out your stuff and create, and there's definitely not been any harsh boundaries for me, so...
The video for Singer Brian, when I saw the video, it's very powerful. The guy in the video was obviously going through addiction, writing off the addictions and getting through that. And it's such a powerful video.
What's the concept behind?
It was actually based off, because I'd recorded this song before, like back in high school, with piano, just me, awful vocals. It was just... awful. But then I decided I wanted to do a film clip for it. And so it's just done with me and my friend in a shed. And we have all these projections going onto his face. And I really wanted to kind of keep that to it, to the same sort of thing. And most of those scenes I've already actually filmed before, you know, with a friend and handheld. And so it was awesome. And Stefan's one of my really good friends. So I felt right to have him there.
Let's play the track. Do you want to introduce it for us?
Yes, this is Evangeline, and this is Chemical on Joy FM.
Like explosions that fill your eyes, down a full table, through the skies. We'll be shaking around me, but it's only you that I can see.
Joy 94.9, Sound Museum Inside Guide to the Music Industry tonight with myself, Leo and Brian. Special guest in studio is Evangeline.
Hey,
you just heard your track, Chemical, your debut single. That's quite exciting.
It is.
Listen to your debut single. Now, inspirations. I read on your bio that you love Charlie XCX.
Yes.
You love Lorde.
Yes.
I've seen Charlie live. She's fantastic. Haven't met Lorde yet, but she's a fellow Kiwi, so I'm a bit biased there.
I'm sure you're
practically related.
And I hear that you want to work with DJ Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yes. She's fantastic.
She wasn't here a few months ago. And she was lovely. She was actually really sick, and she was had the flu and stuff, but she was a real trooper.
You can introduce us, and we can become friends, please. Please.
And I also hear that you do a really mean Britney Spears impersonation.
Britney Spears impression, what's all that?
Come on, do it. You can do it for us.
Which part?
Okay. Oh, God, I've got to try and do it without laughing.
Oh, baby.
I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. All I need is time, a moment that is mine.
Oh, God.
That's really good. I reckon you should go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You should pre-record all her backing tracks and she can mime to that.
That's it.
Yes. Britney.
We'd have you performing in the casinos there too for about 10 years, I reckon.
Great.
No, you are playing a gig with a lady that came in the Joy Studios with us a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, she was in here.
Nussie.
I saw that. Mm. Yes.
And she's such a cool chick. Such a great song.
She is. I know. I want to be friends with her. I think I'm already claiming our friendship at the moment.
And you're supporting her at the Shadow Electric this Friday night.
Yes.
That's your first gig in Melbourne? Your first sort of
first official debut single gig. I've done plenty of the in-between gigs.
So it's a big deal. It's a pretty big deal.
It is. It's massive for me.
Now, I hear there's a bit of a beatboxer on stage with you.
Yes, Branford.
Why a beatboxer?
Keep her in a line, probably.
Exactly.
The reason why I asked that, Brian, because the guy that won New Zealand X Factor, Bo Munger, is a beatboxer.
Yeah.
So it seems to be the end thing that might have the beatboxing going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's not solely him beatboxing. I feel like that would
be a bit
weird.
There's also you as well.
No, but I mean, for the whole set, he's awesome. He does knows every trick of the trade and does it all. But it's definitely cool because, I mean, I just sit there and go, wow, you're doing that with your mouth.
Now, of course, the debut single from Evangeline, it's called Chemical. It is available from iTunes right now. Check out the gig this Friday night at Shadow Electric from 7 p.m. You're on stage at about what time? 8:30?
Yes, 8:30.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course, you know, your song is about addiction. So anyone that's struggling with addiction out there,
absolutely,
Lifeline is a great organisation, lifeline.org.au, or you can call 13 11 14 and get some wonderful support from Lifeline.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having
Thanks, Evangeline.
Me.
It's been very cold, but we'll let you go. And we'll see you at the gig.
Great, thanks.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.